Dan, that's the throttle.
Which is?
Like the gas.
And this is?
The brake.
Which is?
Like the brake.
And?
You don't never want me to use the two of them together.
Because?
Because it could rip a hole in time and space, and we end up in a parallel universe.
Correct.
I can't wait till tomorrow to really lay some rubber.
But why don't we just tool around in the parking lot of the Kmart first?
What, you don't think I can handle this thing?
No, it's not that, honey. This is a very special bike.
Yes, Dan, I know that you love your bike. Gee, you spend more time with this thing than you do with me.
Oh, honey, don't get upset.
Well, it's true, Dan.
I was talking to the bike.
Well, I'm tired of being the biker chick. I want the wind to hit my body first, you know? I want the insects to splat across my face. Come on, you get on the back.
Mm.
Come on.
Mm. Wow. Suddenly I feel like Aunt Margaret and Kitten with a Whip. Oh, look, it's our favorite fun couple, Becky and anybody but this guy.
Oh, man, he makes my skin crawl.
Oh, honey, put on your best fake smile. Hi, kids.
Hey, guys, check out this car.
Well, well, well. Hey, Mark. What happened to your truck?
It's my buddy's car. He's selling it. We brought it over because Beck said you guys were looking to get her a car.
Oh, we are.
Mom, this car is cherried out. I mean, the frame is righteous. No Bondo. V8, tilt tranny.
No Bondo? Not even a little? Wow.
Dad, the motor's in really good shape. Look at it. Mark did a lot of the work himself.
Yeah, I put in new brakes, shocks, rebuilt the carburetor.
Probably made the license plates.
Hey, check out the tuna boat.
I want to see it.
You know, this thing has potential. I mean, just look at the size of the back seat. All you got to do is put a little mirror on the ceiling.
Shut up, Tom.
Looks like you retooled the heads.
Yeah, new valves, seals, everything.
Nice work.
And it's only $1,500.
Thanks for bringing it by.
Come on, Dad, think about it. I won't need to bug you for your car. Mom, you won't have to be driving me around. You won't have to worry about me banging up your car.
Well, Becky, we like all that stuff.
You got a nice bike, Mr. Connor. You ever think of selling it?
Actually, I'm planning on being buried with it.
So, Dad, what about the car?
We'll talk inside.
Thanks for bringing the car over.
No problem.
What's he gonna mail you your tongue back?
Like $100 a month.
Darlene, this is not your territory.
Yes, but Becky's my sister, and what touches her touches me.
So she gets a car now and you maybe get one when you're 16?
Well, you don't want me to think that she's your favorite, do you?
Well, I can live with that. What about you, Dan?
Hey, can we talk about me now? This is really important to me. I mean, how about if I get a job after school?
Well, now there's a start.
Well, you know what? If we all start socking it away now, maybe we can swing it by summer.
Summer? Well, couldn't you guys lend me the money now and I'll pay you back after I get the job?
Jeez, it's like $1,500, Becky, and that doesn't even count insurance.
Look, Becky, I know how you feel. When I was 16, I was dying for my dad to buy me this gorgeous 64 Barracuda. Man, that car was it. It had these yellow racing stripes on his purple body.
Dad, get out of the way back machine. Look, I have $200 saved up.
Where? You only got like 40 in your sock drawer.
Mother.
Well, I got like $50 you can borrow back.
That'll just leave you guys with $12.50.
So what's in it for you?
Well, I lend you the money, interest-free, and then when I'm 16, we share the car.
You think I'd share a car with you? No way.
Well, then forget it. Junior Miss can take the bus till she's 40.
I don't see why I'm always the one in this family who has to make the sacrifices.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's sell the villa in France, Dan. We hardly ever use it.
You know, if you guys really wanted to help me, you could.
I hate it when she gets like this and there's nothing to eat.
I feel bad I can't afford to buy her a car.
Oh, she'll live. We got two cars. She can use one at night and on the weekends.
Yeah, that one was a real beauty, though, and she really wanted it.
Oh, she didn't even know she wanted a car till he put her up to it.
Rosie.
Well, it's true, Dan. Before she met him, the only thing she wanted out of life was to see us dead. And now, you know, that's not good enough for her now. She's got to have a car, too. Well, I miss the old days. For this moment. Today, you are mine. Come to mama. Get your motor running.
Honey, look. Before I take you out on the bike, and I promised I would, and I will, and everything, there's just one thing you gotta know about this bike. It's mine! Get off it!
Oh, take a major chill pill, Daddy-O. Me and this hog are going out to tear up the highway. Now, you can either come with us or you can eat my dust.
Maybe I should ride it out of town first, and then you can take over on the open road.
You're just afraid that some of your low-life buddies will see you riding on the back and think you're a big wuss.
Right, move. Okay.
Okay, let's pop a wheelie.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Hang on.
Okay. Matter.
Something's wrong with the bike.
What are you talking about? It sounds great. It's not nearly as noisy as it was yesterday.
Well, I like it noisy. I keep it noisy. Somebody's been messing around with it. Like somebody who knows about carburetors. Becky? Becky, get down here now!
What's going on?
Weren't you going to take your brother to the movies?
Doesn't start for an hour.
We'll walk really slow.
I thought you were going.
Did you and Mark take out my Harley? Answer me.
Yeah.
You are never to touch that bike, ever. You know that.
You guys said I could have a car on the weekend, and then you took both of them out last night.
What, so that's supposed to make it all right?
Dad, the bike's fine. Mark even adjusted the carburetor for you.
I never asked your punk boyfriend for a tune-up, and I certainly never gave you permission to take that bike out, ever!
All
All right, so I screwed up again. I'm sorry.
Don't tell me, Becky. It's not my bike.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was stupid thing to do.
No, it was way beyond stupid. You know what this bike means to me, but you figure you don't have a car one night, so you just go behind my back and take it.
Well, if I would have asked, you would have said no anyway.
That's right. What does that tell you?
Okay, fine. So how long am I grounded for?
You don't get it, do you, Becky? This isn't some little stupid curfew you broke.
Dad.
No, you've been giving us crap for months now, and I've been on your side. I duked it out with your mom over letting you see Mark. I was working with you on this car deal, but you could care less. Well, I'm tired of bending over backwards for you, Becky.
So if I'm not grounded, then what?
Then, nothing. And what's the point? You're just going to do whatever the hell you want anyway.
Dad, I said I'm sorry.
I don't care what you said. Just get the hell out of my sight.
So now you're going to be a masseuse? How'd you come up with that idea? What, did you open the phone book to the middle and point?
I'm just sending off for more information, and it's not masseuse, it's massage therapist.
Well, so what? When people ask me what my sister does, I have to tell them that she, like, rubs people for money.
Shut up and give me a stamp.
Good morning.
Hey, Dan, Jackie's gonna learn to be a masseuse through the mail.
Jeez, Jack, what happened? Your sea monkeys die?
Support around here.
Oh, we're sorry. Hey, guess what? Jackie's gonna be a...
Shut up! Oh, it's okay. Go ahead, Dad.
Nah, it's okay. I gotta get to the job site.
So, what are you gonna do today, Becky?
I gotta go to the library. I have a report due on Monday.
Oh, Dan, maybe you could drop her off.
Library? I don't know.
Yeah, sure you do, honey. Remember from high school that big brick building we used to smoke behind?
I'm late. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dad.
I'll give you a ride, Becky.
That's okay. I'll see you later.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is that Mark?
Oh, here we go. What are you doing? You finish breakfast.
Why don't you go rub somebody?
Look, if it was gonna make you that crazy, why'd you let Becky see Mark?
I didn't. Dan did.
Well, you agreed.
Well, she's just gonna go see him anyway.
So you caved.
No, we didn't cave. Okay. Okay, we did cave, but on our terms.
Dan?
I hate that kid. He drives me nuts. You know the two pieces of hair he's got going on his face like that? Well, I hate those pieces of hair. I hate both of them. Sometimes I just sit up there in that chair and I try to figure out which one I hate worst.
You're losing it.
Oh, catch up, Jackie. I have already lost it. And now, there are no donuts.
Oh, man. What do you want?
Well, I want to know what's the deal between you and Becky.
What are you asking me for? Why don't you ask her?
Because I don't know her anymore. Ever since she got with you, she lies. She ran away from home. You got her stealing motorcycles. So I just want you to tell me, Mark, what's next? You know, just so that I'm not surprised.
Well, I'd figure I'd get her to knock over a convenience store or two, but don't worry, I'll have her back by 10.
You think that's so funny, don't you, you little punk?
Look, this is my place that you're in. If you're going to talk to me like that, you can just leave.
I want you to stop seeing her.
No.
Why? Why, Mark? Are you sleeping with her? Because if you are, I'm going to have your butt in jail so fast you won't even know what hit you. She's 16 and you're 18, and in case you don't know it, that's illegal, buddy. I don't even know what I'm asking you for. I don't believe nothing you say anyhow.
I don't care.
You have nothing in common with her.
I like her.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Don't you?
Oh, don't give me that crap.
Not crap. I like her and she likes me. And you can threaten me and your husband can threaten me. But it's not going to change a thing, and you know that.
Yeah, I do know it. I can't compete with you, Mark. I'm only her mother. I hope you really do care about her.
Mrs. Connor. Tell your husband he shouldn't open his car all the way up unless he's tooling around at some high altitude.
Yeah, well, the next time we're discussing carbs, I'll be sure to bring that up. That's much better.
Sounds pretty bad now, Dad.
Yeah, secret is open up the carb all the way. Excuse me.
Sorry. Hey there, Beckface. Hey.
Hey, Darlene.
How about one of the old man's patented chocolate chip milkshakes?
Sure, I could use a rush.
Okay, let's see. Ice cream, chocolate syrup, skim milk. I think we're all set.
Blender.
Blender. Okay, excuse me. Darlene, what's your pleasure? Thick, thick, medium, thick, or thin, thick?
Medium, thick.
Right, chicken. Okay, stand back. Let the doctor do his work. Becky?
What's up?
You want a milkshake? Thick, thick? Okay. Listen, I got an idea. Why don't I cut out the silent treatment and you can forget that I'm your father and treat me like a human being? Deal?
Look, Dad, I'm really sorry.
So, what have you been up to the last couple days? Still like this Mark guy?
Yeah, and I know you think it was his idea to take out the bike, but it wasn't. It was mine.
I know. It's that Rebel Connor thing. It runs in the family. I want you to know I'm not going to stand for it.
I just don't want you to hate Mark, you know?
I don't hate Mark.
Mom does.
Oh, Mom definitely hates him. Definitely. Hey. Mom does, yes.
Why? She doesn't even know him.
She's afraid of him, Becky. You see, when she was 16, this guy pulled into her driveway with a motorcycle. And God, your grandma hated that guy. And I think that's half the reason why your mom married him.
Dad, I'm not going to marry him. I mean, geez, I'm 16 years old.
That's exactly what she told her folks. Here we are.
I mean it, Dad. I'm way too young to think about marriage. Anyway, I'd have to live with him first.
Excuse me a moment.
You know, I want to, like, go to Europe and go to college and have a career and stuff.
Well, how will we know that? I mean, the last time you and I talked like this, you wanted to be a fairy princess.
I guess it's been a while.
Yeah, from what we've been hearing, your whole life is Mark.
Well, it's not.
Well, I'll tell your mom that. Thick, thick?
Yeah. Dad?
Been a long time for that, too. Too thick, Beck?
I think I just broke a rib.
Here, try a spoon.
Thanks.
You got it.
Oh, gross.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Not much. Oh, please. Dad and Becky made up, and they're being so nice to each other, it's pathetic.
Is that your, world-famous chocolate chip shake, Dan?
Thick, thick. Want one?
Nope. I'm back on my diet.
You know she's coming back.
Ah, oh, what the hell.
Oh, that feels great.
Yeah, see? I'm good at this. I could make a career out of this.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Ow!
What?
Jackie.
Oh, well, let me check the manual. Okay. Do you have any feeling in your left side?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was close. Let me try this again.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Come on, you're just tense. Now work with me. There ought to be a spot right about... There. See?
Mark that page.
All right. Now, just relax. Let all the worries go. That's it. Oh, all right. Why don't you tell me about the trip that you and Dan took on the bike?
Oh, it was just awesome, you know. There we were, going down the highway. Dan sitting behind me, totally helpless, hoarse from screaming.
There, now, all those muscles are loose. Oh. All the tension's gone. Oh. Hi, Beck.
Hi, bye.
Where are you going?
Out with Mark.
I'm tense.
I'm tense.
Okay.